The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Is there any hope that America can be turned back to be a nation that honors the God who created her? The Bible says yes. Though it doesn't say it just like that, it says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." This promise is unchanged. So America or any nation can change. If we will do what this verse says in a home, a church, a local community, or a nation, God will do what He promises to do, which is forgive their sin and heal their land. So where do we start? Well, we start by praying for ourselves. Those of us who are the people of God, we start by believing the Bible is living and powerful, that it wasn't just written for Solomon's day, that God will do today what He promised then in 2 Chronicles 7. We must begin to pray for revival and for that revival to grow into a reforming of our culture, starting in our own home. Once we've begun to pray, the next thing we need to do is to begin to read the Bible from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. Whether this takes us a few weeks or a few years, we read it through. And when we finish reading the last page in Revelation, we go back and start reading the first page in Genesis and read it through again. In this way, God's Holy Spirit can teach us the way God wants us to think about all of life in this world and the next one. He can teach us how to live according to His moral law in our individual lives, our family lives, and in our churches and local communities. This then can spill over into our states and nation. Nations are rebuilt from the bottom up, not the top down. This practice of reading the Bible in its entirety and living by it was what birthed this nation in the first place. It is what made our founders such wise men. Elias Boudinot was the president of the Continental Congress and a congressman from New Jersey during the first several Congresses. He helped found the American Bible Society also. Elias Boudinot made it his practice to read the Bible through. He stated once, quote, "Good government generally begins in the family, and if the moral character of a people once degenerate, their political character must soon follow." Dr. Benjamin Rush was the Surgeon General of Washington's Continental Army. He was later U.S. Treasurer and the father of America's original public school system. Dr. Rush made it his practice to read the Bible through from Genesis to Revelation. He said of the Bible, quote, "The great enemy of the salvation of man," referring to Satan, "never invented a more effectual means of removing Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible in schools." He also said, "Let the children be carefully instructed in the principles and obligations of the Christian religion. This is the most essential part of education." George Washington himself read the Bible both morning and evening on his knees. John Quincy Adams was an ambassador to England at age 14. He helped write the Constitution and was our sixth president. We know he read the Bible through 55 times. Can America change to again live by the Bible? We'll never know unless you and I change to live by that book. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.